Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Anissa?
Who's calling?
This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. You texted me to call you.
Yes, I was actually, I don't have a number for to reach y'all at all. So is this your number?
Yes, you sent me a text message yesterday.
Yeah, because I know it wasn't you. It was somebody else who I spoke to. And my daughter had a virtual visit to like a doctor on
mm-hmm.
Friday. So I was calling to see, because Maxima said they still didn't receive sees that yet. And I know whoever I was talking to, I don't remember the person's name. I think it was like Faggy or something like that.
Yeah, it was Faggy, but she actually no longer works with our agency, but now the case has been transferred over to Allison. And they did send a message out to Allison to reach out to you. If you want, I can give you her number. She doesn't come into the office until after 9, though. If you want
okay.
to call her, you can call her after 9.
Let okay, that's fine.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. So her phone number is 267 551 7421.
Okay. And her name is Allison?
Allison. She's your enrollment coordinator. So she's in charge
okay.
of the case now.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. And I'm going to let her know that you did text me and that you're going to be calling her so she can expect your call, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
My pleasure.
And what's your name so I can store it in?
My name is Monica. So I was taking care of your requirements, like onboarding.
Okay, yeah.
So the only thing now that I'm missing, it would be your two-year residency proof.
Okay. So what would you need, like mail? From
yeah, like a letter, a bank statement, maybe an old expired ID. It just has to have your name on it. It has to have
my current
address. No, it doesn't have to be current. It just has to be a Pennsylvania address, and it has to be from 2023 or older.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I probably could find something in here. Well, you said 2023 or older.
Yeah. So because you,
I don't think I have an old mail. I do have like an old ID though.
Okay. Because
I keep all my IDs when I get a renewed. So I do have that now. Some old mail from 2023, 2 years ago. I always throw mail out. I'll try to find what I can find, but I don't really hoard mail.
Yeah, no, it's okay. The ID would be perfect as long as it's from like a past date. Because it's basically you've proven that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more.
Okay, that's fine. I'll find something.
All right, perfect, Anissa. And then you can just text me at this number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. Bye-bye.